Jerry Bader Show, 1047, Northeastern Illinois University at Chicago, has a dedication on a building that says, "This building is dedicated to public service honoring the memory of Abraham Lincoln, Democrat." That plaque has been there for 108 years, since 1905. It's suddenly been noticed on the social media, and conservatives, well, these are some of the comments at the end of the Fox News story on this. "Colleges are nothing more than Democratic propaganda machines. There's no bar set low enough that some of these liberals can't squirm under it. Deceiving? It's an outright lie. Yet most low-information voters, if asked, would probably think he's a Democrat. Dems love to lie, even about history. Lincoln would never have been a Democrat." And this last one, "Bullcrap. Shame them into correcting it now." An emailer says, "Yes, of course it should be changed. With our history being distorted and changed every day in our schools and books by the progressive left, things like this cannot stand. It is misleading and leads to confusion in young minds." But was that the intent in 1905, when the Democratic Party wasn't yet the liberal party that it is today? And nobody had a problem with it in 1905. Why? Should it be changed now? Jack on the road. Jack, how are you at the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. I do feel it should be changed, and my reasoning is this. I am a firm believer that one of the main reasons why so many of the African-American people in this country vote the way they do is simply because, for some reason, they are under the belief that the Democrats are there to help them. When the Democrats have done nothing, they wanted to keep them in slavery. They wanted to keep the KKK going. And the Democrats are the ones who are keeping the African-American people suppressed in this country. They want to keep them uneducated and without jobs so that they are reliant on the government. And this is one of the reasons why I think it should be changed.
Okay, that would make a lot more sense if it was put there in 2005. Do you doubt the rationale for why it was put there in 1905?
I wasn't here. I can't question that.
Right. So if that wasn't the motive in 1905, then should it be changed now?
Well, I'm just going by because we are living in modern day, and modern day has the African-American people believing, and that maybe that's part of the reason, is because they think that was a Democrat.
Let me fill in the blanks a little bit for you here. Here's what the left has done. They have completely expunged from history their party's role in racism, and in fact have transferred it to the Republican Party. So even though if that wasn't the intent in 1905, because that has happened, you feel this should be changed now.
Yeah.
Okay. But that wasn't the intent, I don't think. And I don't think there's any evidence to support that misrepresenting Abe Lincoln as a Democrat was the intent in 1905. But because of modern political circumstances, is it an anachronism that should now be corrected? 406-1360, 888-455-1360, Van in Appleton. Van, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I can see arguments on both sides of this, but let's just look at the big picture. Let's see which side says, no, you can't change it, and then compare that to what they're saying about redefining marriage these days. Because they have fundamentally redefined a word in the English language, and now let's see how they react to this, if there's a move to change it.
Well, okay, here.
That's a bigger picture.
I'm just going to let that stand. To Dwight in Green Bay. Dwight, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry.
Yep.
I would say, change it from the fact that there's got to be a safety of accuracy in fact. I mean, if they once believed the world was flat, they changed that. So I guess I would look at it, they're constantly changing our history books to reflect inaccuracies and correct it.
But
later you have to.
But the university's argument is it's not inaccurate because in 1905 it didn't refer to his political affiliation.
Well, we know that is, I guess I would look at it from the standpoint that you want to make it correct. I mean, it's not an accurate statement.
Well, let's see, that's where they're going to disagree. They disagree that it's inaccurate because they're saying it is not a reference to his political party affiliation. It's a reference to him being a champion of democracy. So then is it really incorrect if they are being honest, and by all evidence they are, that that word wasn't put there in 1905 to reflect his political affiliation? Bob on the road. Bob, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Hi. Initially, I thought they were just playing with some revisionist history, but when I found out about the background, I think it should be left alone, just because what if Abe Lincoln wasn't an American Civil War political history? What if he was an Indian and they had an Indian symbol at the time, which was a swastika? Because that has changed in time, so should they go and carve that out? So I think they should just leave it alone, because that's what was, like you pointed out, that's what legitimately was the intention way back when they did that.
On the other hand, though, the left looks at anachronisms and say they should be expunged. You can't use Negro anymore. You can't use colored, and you certainly can't use the N-word. They say words
you
evolve.
You can't use those now.
Right.
Now, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you could. And who's to say what's going to be 20, 40, 50, 30 years from now, what you will be able to use? I mean, right now, calling someone black is borderline racist. 30, 40 years ago, that's what they wanted to be known as. And 40 years from now, I don't know what's 40 years from now, and who knows to say it won't be back in vogue.
So has the word Democrat evolved to mean something that shouldn't be anywhere near Abe Lincoln?
I think you're substituting the word evolved for bastardized.
Well, that's actually, they do. I was using their word. They say words evolve. Words actually don't evolve. You're right. Their use of them does. Thanks a lot for the call. Jerry from Green Bay. Jerry, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Just had an interesting question. A student going in the building to take a history test put down that Lincoln was a Democrat. Would he miss that question on his test?
Because it's on the building.
Yeah.
I don't know that history.
Oh, it said he's a Democrat on the building.
Here's,
how can I get that question wrong?
Here's another question. This thing's been there for 108 years. Why do you think it took, and I don't have the answer to this, why do you think it took the social media, and by the way, they have dealt with this from time to time. Someone will go, hey, what the hell? But but why do you think it took 108 years for it to cause this kind of uproar?
Is the Democrat capitalized? The black?
All words are. This building is dedicated. Every letter and every word is capitalized.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that doesn't work. Thanks a lot for the call. To Donald in Wausau. Donald, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
First of all, I'd just like to say, yes, I do think it should be changed. And I think that if it would be changed, then also they should publicize a little bit more one of the plaques that's in the Lincoln Memorial, which explained Lincoln's position on slavery. And it's clearly written. It says that he would have, in order to save the Union, he would.
Right, yeah, Donald, I know the history, yeah, that he would, that it had all, his saving the Union was primary, ending slavery was second. What's that, catch that email right on top there. Then change it to champion of democracy. Tell that to Paula Dean. You can be punished now for past wording. I even make this argument about a well-regulated militia, that phraseology in the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The meaning of words has changed. Should they change the plaque? I'm not sure. Bare minimum, here's what they should do. In the modern world, in 2013, Democrat has come to mean clearly one of the two dominant political parties in America. And I am surprised that it took to 2013 to get here. Now, however, to change it would be revisionist. because the intent of the plaque in 1905 was not to call him a member of the Democrat Party. I am convinced of that. On the other hand, I don't believe in today's world that it should stand there without explanation. I would argue that you put an additional plaque saying this building dedicated in 1905 included the above dedication to Abraham Lincoln as a servant of democracy. It is not a reference to his political party. Abraham Lincoln, as most know, was our first Republican president. To change it to me is the same way schools take the N-word out of Tom Sawyer. I do not believe they should do that. It's there. Explain it. Put it in context. But don't pretend it's not there. I think the same is true here, and I think it can be instructive and say there was a time when, one, the Democratic Party didn't stand for what it did today, and Democrat meant something else. I think you explain that in an additional plaque. I don't think you can just now, because they look like fools, because almost nobody else is going to know the context. They probably got away with it all these years because very few people saw it, and you didn't have the social media to spread it at the speed of thought. That's why. I think they need to explain it. I would not change the original plaque. It's 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.